As we left off yesterday, we're a little bit of a chumash. Because we have a din that appears in our sugya, not really primary sugya for A and not an ayim, but it does appear here. The primary sugyas appear a little bit more in Kama, the Basra, Ksubis a little bit. It seems to be agreed upon by everybody that there's such a principle, and yet the Mishnayim point out that the Gemara never really tells us what the mokka for this is. So we saw three very, very different approaches to this topic yesterday. We saw the Rashbam, we called the most straightforward, Shiddush HaMikvah, we understand Anosh Shalem Lifnei Hashem, Anosh Shalem Yedim, Lifnei Hashem L'Dayonim, Lifnei, you don't have to be in front of them, it can't be the same person. Then we saw the Ri, who also found the mokka for this in the Tanya Shemichsav, but a very, very creative mokka, by the Yemen, who was Bonov, coming at the heels of the Gemara of Basra, Dibush HaKas HaKhoyle, and Lichten, this Pasuk, by Yom, Elo Belaylo, Lichten, this Rasha, is the assumption that Ein Eid Nasadai. That was the second approach. Then, we found the third approach was the most creative of all, is veering away from the Tanya Shemichsav into the world of Halacha that we know to be true. There is a din called an Eidah Sha'at Yochel Azimah that the Gemara says in many, many places that only an Eidah Sha'at Yochel Azimah is an acceptable Eidah. Barring that Mishnah with that Makas maybe a little bit, but for most of the time the rule is that you require an Eidah Sha'at Yochel Azimah. Whenever you have an Eid, Nasadayan, it's always going to be a deficiency of Eidah Sha'at Yochel Azimah. So we had a little bit of a nuance in the Rishonim how to word that deficiency exactly. So the Taisus presents in the Eish Mefarshim as if the Dayanim aren't going to be Mekabel HaZom on themselves, we added on that maybe, even more than that, maybe the Dayanim couldn't be Mekabel HaZom, even if they wanted to, so we're not exactly sure why Tosfos watered down the version of what that Eidah She'iyat HaVazim was all about, but that's the third approach, that idea of Eidah She'iyat. So it's that third approach that Rebbe Erlin's did not approve of. The Rebbe Erlin said there's a fundamental flaw in that third approach. That third approach is assuming that in order to meet the criteria, the standards of Eidah She'iyat HaVazim, it has to be Efshel Azima, the Eisei Beis Din. It has to be able to be Mazman in that Beis Din itself. And the Rimi Olin says, I don't know what the Yesh Mefarshim said, but in Olin's we don't talk that language. Says the Rimi, in the older Olin's, that's not the way we think. We think that Efshel Azima Beis and Acher is good enough. And how did the Rimi Olin know that fact? He said, because if you don't say like we say in Olin's, you're going to stick to your guns that Eidah She'iyat HaVazim must be the Eisei Beis Din, you're going to be led to the absurd conclusion that Eidim Krov Lo Dayanim are going to be possible, and that's absolutely ridiculous. It's like Shaykh Lo Oda La Da, such a statement. And anybody should say that Eidim Krov Lo Dayanim are possible. Lo Lo Yitochin Tavar Kazes, as we realize. And the reason being, it's Eif Shal Azim Ba Eise Beis. Didn't Zatim, but no, you don't need Eise Beis. That's the Rimi Olin's Raya Bur against the Eish Mefarshim. I don't know if I was from the Eish Mefarshim. I don't know what city in France I'm from. I'm from the Eish Mefarshim. I don't know if you know the city. I don't know. What city? What other city can I be from? What other cities in all France?
Worms.
No, that's
German. Again, I didn't take my Jewish history class.
There's no city in France that no one ever heard of.
Paris.
There you go. Okay. So let's say you came from here. Can we Paris, right? Paris. And other cities.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
Let's say you came from Puntaiza.
All right. That's
okay. Taiza, a lot of places, a lot of cities in France. Lochasia place in France. Okay. I told you about this last year. I'll tell you a story. 2 years ago, with Taiza and I saw two Bali Taizas saying almost the same thing, and I was convinced it was the same person. I just wanted to Google see how far they were from each other. It was like 12 o'clock at night. I was sitting, wazing from one city in France to another to see how long it would take me to dress, like a 12-mile drive from one to another. I had to explain to my wife what I was doing all the night, trying to figure out how to get from one city in France to another. I said, you don't even want to know, but I had this grandiose plan to place in Beitza. It turned out to be probably wrong because I had the cities in France wrong. Anyway, but it's interesting. Look at a map of France there. You see all the cities all about there. Paris is there still, and Orleans is still there. A lot of places hung out still there. Okay, so back to that story. So if I was from the HB version, I would have said to the Rini Orleans, I said, Uriah needs a Uriah. So your din is not true. Then you're not going to have the Eidim HaKrovim Dayanim. What? But that's puzzle. You know why? Eidim HaShetayach HaZimah. You should bring me a rabbi. So I'm on the right, straight drive. He's saying that I'll bring you a raya that you're wrong because the following din laced by the polish. Of course, everybody under the sun knows that Eid Makrov the Yom Kosh, that's like nothing to discuss. So just as that's kosher, it's Efshalahazim Bevezanach, so to Eid Asadayim is Efshalahazim Bevezanach. So the Yeshua Fosh would say, that din itself is Fosh, not true. So the evidence is that there are other Rishayim who say that the din of the Rimi Olims is not true. Not for the reason of Efshel Azima, because in Efshel Azima, it could be that Aliba the Emes, Eidim HaKroivim of the Yonim is possible for a Zayit and a reasonable Yammer, a totally different reason. This is the Radik Subas quotes, that Lamaisa Eidim HaKroivim of the Yonim can't be accepted for a totally different reason, because that's part of the Parish of Krovim. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, how do you know that Ruvain can't be Meir for his son? How do you know that? How do you know, son, father, son, how do you know that I can't be made against the brother? So the Gemara says, Dash, it's not possible. So then the Gemara asks the question, how do you know that two Krovim can't be made together? Where does it say in that Pasuk that two brothers can't be made? We always say, Moshe V'Yaron will throw him out of Bezda. We state two Krovim can be made against the third party. So Tashua Pat also learns after that Pasuk that Lo Yum Sabas Abonim, Afil Abonim Hadadi, something. There was a whole drush with Sephardim. That even two brothers can be made, two cousins can be made, etc. Somebody was just telling me the other night that they were at a chasana once, and they called up one of the Eidei Kedushin. They always call up with all the big titles. They thought, the Chubad, the Eidei Kedushin, Repleni, Plagleni, cousin of the Kala. So somebody went over to Rebbe and says, cousin of the Kala. No, not the cousin. My wife's the cousin of the Kala. It's also a problem. You should take a goof on your wife. Your wife's a cousin of the cow. So the thing is that Kravim can't be made against Kravim, and Kravim Lahadadi can't be made together. That's also the nichol of the parasha of Kravim. So it comes around and says, when Eidim and Dayanim are Kravim Lahadadi, so that's like being Da in the person. It means the din of Krovim is not just I can't be an aid against somebody, I can't be a diet against somebody, either of them a Karov. So the same way the two brothers can't be aidim, two brothers can't be an aid and a diet. That's also a violation of Hashem, the Krovim. So it could be that not the Yesh Mepharshim, nor the Rimeolims, nobody's right. The Rimeolims and the Yesh Mepharshim were finding it out whether aidim of Krovim the Yonim, was that included in aid of Sha'at Yahazim and Nishtah Shachazim. The Ran says they're both wrong. He said, as 92 days Lachazim, it's possible for a different reason. So the whole kasha that the Rimi Olins had against the Eid Mepharsh was very, very shaky. But Lamaisa, those are the three shittas in Rishayim. So the bottom line is we have well documented as to why isn't it that Eid and Adonai. That's a given, it's a fair Rishayim Gemara, in Ksubis, in Babakal, in Babasu, given four Maseches in Shas. Let's say Pembole, Eid and Adonai, it's a Dinah Deraisa, Eid and Adonai. So three different Birurim, either Lifnei Hashem of the Reshbam, Yemet Tilum of the Ri, or Eid and Sheiter Chazima of the Eid Mepharsh. Can I hear a fourth? Can I hear a fourth? What did I say? Fourth.
Why is Gabbadamar? Because when they testify, they know that they're going to be able to pass down the case.
What did you say? Who's the Dayan? How can I be down in the case if I make myself look? Give me a fourth beer, remember? Give me a fourth beer. Who's got a fourth beer for me? Those got fourth beer, I need 3B. I want to take Eidish at the Chazim and take it to a whole new level. Anyone got an idea? Everybody saw the Mordechai? I put the Mordechai in my Makamis. The Mordechai quotes from the Sar Mikutzi. Oh, that is a trivia question. Who is the Sar Mikutzi? Well, you know your European medieval history. Who's the Sar Mikutzi? I give you what city he came from.
Kutzi.
Good guess. Okay, good. He came from... What? C-O-U-C-Y. Kutzi. Anyone know why he was called the Tsar of Kutzi?
He was the prince.
Good guess. But probably wrong. Mm-hmm. Why was he called the Tsar of Kutzi? So there's a machloikis why he was called the Tsar of Kutzi. It's a machloikis between a man by the name of Marcus Lehman. Mr. Alter probably heard of that name, right? No, you know Marcus Lehman? No one ever heard of. Who was Marcus Lehman? Who was he? There
is? I know there's a clothing brand.
It's not who I was referring to.
A historian. Jewish story?
Story, and he lived in Germany. He was a rabbit. He had a shul, if I'm mistaken. He was a storyteller. Like he wrote stories like for before the war. He wrote stories like for it was a pre-art school novels. Like he wrote stories like for kids. Like you know the kids in Germany needed a little bit of he wanted them to read some Jewish content stuff instead of the other stuff that would be read. So he's an educator. So he wrote books to. To excite young Jewish kids. So he wrote some fascinating books. So he wrote one of his books is called The Count of Kusi. He wrote a whole historical novel about the Tsar Mikutsi, all working with the assumption that he was a Tsar, that he was a count. A count, you know, like an officer, like a prince, whatever, like a duke, whatever. A count is exactly in the royal nobility of Europe. The 1100s, we'll check on that right, but here. Okay? And he wrote a whole fascinating tale. It's written, it's pretty good in English, called The Count of Kusi. It's all about the Tsar of Kusi, with the Crusades, and Richard the Lionheart, and Miss Stolte, you never read this as a kid. So I remember once, years ago, I used to be the head of the Musical Riverdale Youth Department. I was the whole youth department, right? We only got a lot of kids. So I was the head of every Shabbos. I would try to entertain his kids. So once I found this book, The Count of Kusi, and I read it like for the fall of Moshe, and we know the little kids, you know, the Yehuda Williger, and now he's in Shibia. All day, we're all like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So every Shabbos afternoon, I would sit and read another chapter from The Count of Kusi session. So that was his reason why it was called the Tsar Mikutsi. Oh, right, a phenomenal whole novel. The real reason why it's called Tsar Mikutsi is because his name is Rabbi Shimshon. So they would call him the Rash Mikutsi. What does Rash mean? Rash means the poor man. So they would sound like, so they flipped the letters, like a Shulchan Aruch. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, Simon Resh Ayin is called Simon Ayin Resh. Simon Resh Ayin Hey is Ayin Resh Hey, because you don't want to say bad words. So they didn't want to call him the poor man from Kutsi. So they called him he was Nishken Kalt, Nishken Opposite, Nishken Gornish. He was probably a very, very poor man. He was a great Tamachach, he was very Shimshon Mikutsi. So he was called the Tsar Mikutsi. Anyway, on that note, so this is what the Tsar Mikutsi really did say. So I don't know if this story about Richard Lionheart is true, but this part is Emes Lavitoi. So comes the Tsar Mikutsi, it's a Tazoi. It says the Mordechai, Mi Oimei Tsar Mikutsi, V'l'oilam Krovei Adayonim Ksherim. Adal Eidish HaTayachol Zim Beit Anachir. So says the Tsar Mikutsi, in that Machloik is between the Yesh Mepharshim and the Rimir Alins, the Rimir Alins has the upper hand. That the din of Eidish HaTeach Lazima doesn't have to be performed in that basin proper. Aval Hocha, by Eid Nasedayin, Eid Nasedayin, Eid HaTeach Lazima, Fim Beizen Acher. Says the Samikutsi, they're both right. The Rebbe Olin is right that Efshel Lazima can be measured in terms of any possibility of any basin to be Mazim, that's also good enough. There's a fight for the Locha of Efshel Lazima. But this case, if you're going to have an aid, become a dayan, it's going to be impossible b'shum panav oifen to be mazim. Why is that? Listen to this lomdus for sabkutz. Sharei lo niskabli dusu bevezim kosher. She asked her dayanim. Ameyakash huz muigloy milsum afred b'sulin hoyu. Anyone caught what he said? Listen to the timeline over here. Two Eidim walk into a room and they give Eidis that Reuven Brokshim is with them. Okay, Eidis. Who is Makabah the Eidis? Who serves at the Beis Din? Remember, they take off their right, put the shadows on, sit down behind the bench, and then Makabah the Eidis. Makabah the Eidis, they ask themselves a few questions, and wait, hold on. No, can you repeat that? You should know properly. Find after a few minutes of being the split personality. Sachnu v'gomru that the Reuven Brokshim is with him. Zok the Sabikutsi, how in the world are you ever going to be mazim that Eidus? What's the problem? Two other Eidim are going to come in and they're going to say that imanu hayisem. So what's going to happen? What does Hilchos Eidus Zermin declare now? Imanu hayisem. Good. We'll possibly get a different basis. Imanu hayisem. So what are we going to say? Oh, those Eidim were Eidim Zermin. At what point in time do Eidim Zomim become possibly Eidus? Who remembers from last year? Lemafreya whom if so, that we pass Lemafreya whom if so. They become possibly Eidus Minatoyer from the moment that they were made. So go back in time now. Even though Hazom is happening tomorrow, but Lemafreya whom if so, they become possibly the moment because they were Rishoyim. The moment that they gave the Eidus turned out, they were Rishoyim, they were Shakron and Bezdin. Nope. So if they were shakranim and beis din, if they're possibly edus, what else do they become? Anyone who's possibly edus is also possible what? The dayonis. So igloy milsa that they weren't kasher to be dayonim. If igloy milsa to be they weren't kasher to be dayonim, then the edus that they gave was never what? Is goyel milsa was never kabel and beis din. Edim zayimim can only become edim zayimim if the beis din was mekabel edus and they were going to appear up with the edus. They were going to appear up with the edus. So it turns out that it's impossible to have a gemar din on such an edus. So what are we going to declare? We're going to declare, sorry, we can't punish you as edim zayimim. You know why? Because the beis din that you gave edus in front of apostle, namely yourselves. So what are we going to turn around and say? Therefore, it's what? It is impossible. It's literally a checkmate. It's impossible to be mazim these edim because of the din of edzamul mafreyum nifso, which in turn passes the edim from being dayonim, which in turn declares that the edus whenever is kabbal of edim kosher, whenever it's not is kabbal of edim kosher, it's never nigmar din of edim kosher. Igloy milsa that the din of edim zomer doesn't kick in. You've got yourself into a brick wall. That's what the Sabbath Kabbalah says. Wow. Tell you, that's, I don't know whether he was a count of wherever he was, but a charifa stick of pshat in Rishayim. This is like something you would expect this where? Who would you expect such a pshat from? You're like, so you say this thing, right? This is like so's territory, right? This is like, you take a din, the Rishayim say, yesh v'pashat zima. So on the simple level, it doesn't work because ef shlahasu v'ezer acher. So you need a chap and a kunz. So you know who said it? The Ktzai said it on his own. Tais writes this shot on his own. He says, if you look at Taisism, you say the Rashbam's up the Zoy, the Reeves up the Zoy, Yeshivari's up the Zoy, and the Tais says it on his own, absolutely my own shot. And he offers this shot, Le'atzmoy, and then he writes, Yafkos, Yachaykach, for Isi, Bistivri HaMordechai, and he says, he signs off by saying, Baruch Hashem Shekivanti L'das Hasar. That's what he says, that I was Mechavim to the Sar. Yeah, the Tzoyis does say such a thing. He actually did say such a thing on his own. Wow. There's only one loose thread in this pshat, I'm going to say, from last year's fellows. What's the loose thread in this pshat?
Do we say the mafreyon?
It's only true if you hold the mafreyon nifso. So who remembers from last year? That was a big machlokes who and who?
Abai
and Rabba. Like the Rabba Kam said. So according to Abai, who says a devil mafreyon nifso, this pshat is glotch of a glotch. But according to Rava, who says that that he only becomes possible from here on in, so the whole Shulchan Torah unravels. Because even when Igloy Milsa, the Edom Zayimim, they were still kosher to sit as Dayonim. So you had a Gemar Din. So you have an Efshel Hazima. So we're back to square one. So who tackles that question? The Sefer Kutzi himself. So we go back to the Mordechai. So he says, the Sefer Kutzi was smarter than us. He said, I know someone's going to hack me at Shainik about this. No, I'm not worried. That the Medvav of Rabbi and Rava finding out whether that's vis-a-vis other Dinei Torah. But vis-a-vis this Dinei Torah itself, how did the Sefer Kutzi know Chavesh? I don't know where he saw that in the Gemara. I have no idea. But that's the same Ayatzmai. So the Pshat can breathe a sigh of relief, even according to Rav. Again, we don't really need that last line because we talked about it. This is one of the Alpha Gams. So we're good to go. We don't even need that, but it's just an interesting tidbit that the Sefer Kutzi adds on at the end. So if I say, at the end of the day, so how many reasons do we have? It's Chazmir Sefer. We have the Rashbam, simple Pshat. We have the Riz, complicated Pasuk. We have the Yesh Mefarshim, that's simply, it's Eidish Ravazima, simply because. There's Lo Yuchlu, Lo Yikavlu, Lo Yurtzu, whatever the Pshat is. And then we have the Sefer Kutzi, which is kind of 3B. It's a very, very complicated Lomdish version of Eidish and Echozi.
Are you
David? If I say, before we move on to the intricacies of Eidnas 9 and why these Bekurs are so important, there is just a very small observation that we can make. That this approach of the Rishonim, whether you take the straightforward Yeshua Farsha, whether you take the convoluted Sami Kutzi's pshat, I mean convoluted in a bad way, if you commit this halacha of Eidin Asadayin to being a subcategory of Eidish and Echelazima, we could derive something from that statement. The Gemara is clear as day that Einav Nasadayin is not just a Divay Din Nefashim. It's true by Din Malam is also. Gemara of Kama Natsadi, it's Gemara of Baskufi Dalai. It's beyond discussion. A Vado and a Vado and a Vado is a Din of Einav Nasadayin by Din Malam is. If you're going to tell me that the Parsha of Einav Nasadayin is presupposing the halacha of Eidush Atayoch Lazima being a necessity, then you've just proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that Eidush Atayoch Lazima is a paisel in Dini Mamunus also. What I just said is just ABCs. Because again, we know for a fact that Einav Nasadayin possible for Dini Mamunus, that's two Gemaras, at least two Gemaras, more than two Gemaras. And you're telling me that the Eshrefarshim slash Samakutsi are connecting to Halachas. So that's tantamount to saying that Eidush Atayoch Lazima is a place of the Imam. So Mr. Alter in the back is the lawyer is saying, this is what I came to shift for. Came to the trash, let's come to the trash for now and hear that. Pshita by Kamash Bolan, right? 100%. I saw it in your gleam of your eye. I saw it across the court room. I saw that. So, no? Why did I just spend the last 3 minutes saying it? Isn't that the Bills of Pshita Advoid?
Somebody must disagree.
I mean, after all, it's so obvious. Bring me a raya that the din is true. So I was just laughing at me that I just said something messed up. Bring me a raya of Rambam. There's a din of Eidah She'etah Lazima that passels by din imamnus. Who's going to bring me a raya? That's what we spoke about yesterday. You know, what's the mokor for Eidah She'etah Lazima? Why is Eidah She'etah Lazima possible? Who remembers? There's no Gemara that ever says how we know that din to be true. Tosfos and Makos Dabeis takes a stab at it, takes a guess. What does Tosfos say? What words? What are the words in the Torah Kedosha that teach us that every Eidus has to be Atayoch Lazima? Who remembers?
Kashazamam.
There you go, the magic words, Kashazamam. If the Torah says Kashazamam, so the Torah is depicting a type of an Eidus that can result in a Kashazamam. So the Torah is depicting a case that can result in Kasha Zoplam. Licked in there, in those two words, is the requirement of Eidah She'etah Lazima. So that should be enough said. That should strengthen Mr. Alter's Kasha. His statement. Why? Is there a din of Kasha Zoplam within the Mominus? There's no din of Kasha Zoplam. Kasha Zoplam is only made in Fashas?
No.
What a joke. You know, if you never made it past the Gimel Makas, maybe you didn't know that. But once you get to the Gimel, you have a din of Kasha Zoplam within the Mominus. So Tzitzit Makas, the Bey said, whenever there's Kasha Zomim, there's a requirement of Eidah She'etah Lazima. So we know that to be true, there's Din of Kasha Zomim. So for Shteitzich, there's Din of Eidah She'etah Lazima. So Mr. Alter's question has just come, has became strengthened significantly. So what's Sobolovsky, Hakeh, wasting your time? I'm telling you, it's 1:40, I have nothing else to talk about on 40 on Wednesday. Just to tell you that, there's a Din of Eidah She'etah Lazima, Din of Mamadis. Pshit, the Mike Abash, Malon. Anyone have any inkling as to why, maybe, anyone have any input whatsoever as to why, maybe, in our wildest dreams, there's no din of Eidah She'etah Lazima? There is a piece of information that you have at your fingertips. You may have to go back 6 sugyas or so, 10 sugyas or 15 sugyas, but somewhere in your notebook, somewhere. That was a good guess, but that helped me. I actually remember the same sugya. Right, sugya, wrong klal. Any halacha that you know in the deep recesses of your mind. You redeemed yourself. Your knowledge of the map of medieval France is miserable, but you're at least, if you had a choice between that and knowing Sanhedrin, you did a much better job than that. Okay, good. Rabbi Sai. I'll tell you why. I have great hesitation that there's a cloud Eidah She'etah Lazima by Din Mamonos, and I'll tell you why. Two Eidim walk at the Beis Din, and they make the following statement. Reuven broke Shimon's window. What happens next? Tell me what happens next in Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis Din. Tell me what happens next in the Shulchan Aruch's Beis Din. In Moshe Rabbeinu's Beis Din, what happens next? Kishachikira. When? Where? What day? What hour? What month? What year? Where? What? Tell me story, man. Come on. Kishachikira. Echni Bram Zechni Nefoshis. I hold the psuk of Jewish chira only by din nefashas. Come on, never wish for echad yilchem. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Devar teira echad din mamas echad mamas nefash v'din shachikira shi'om mish v'echad yilchem. Uibnei ma'amru din mamas echad yilchem Jewish chira. No? Why did Beizin do away with it? Because I shall tell Daphne Lovin, my good old friend from the beginning of four Krakos and Hedrin. So Lamaisa Midraban, the Beizin of Yosef Kara and Shulchan Aruch, the Beizin of America, the Beizin for Alan Davis, for the days of Bechanin and onwards, there's no Dush Chakir with Dina Mamanis. Can somebody please explain to me how in the world are you going to be Baz and Adis and Dina Mamanis if you don't ask them those simple questions of Machum Uzman? How's that going to happen? How are you going to be Baz and Adis? No one ever thought of that question? That's a pretty good catch, you know? You thought of it. So you know what the Ramah says? The Ramah's a liner tucked away in that Gemara. The Ramah says that, you're right, that although midah araisa avada nevada, you need a dusha'at yachal azima beba mamadis beba nefashis. Why? Because kasha zomam ksiv. At his place, it says in Machas Nevei's, whatever state kashas on them, lifting kashas on them, is the halacha of Eidish Adarlu, because that's the tsura of the Nevis that the third depicts. So, although in the world of Deraisis, Avadar Vada in the Chalif, in Mamris and the Fashas, but once Chazal did away with the Din of Drisha Chagira, there's something else they, by definition, did away with. What was that? Eidish Adarlu. It has to be that way. Lifted the takonis achamim that no more drisha chakira stories, so they were machshir neidus sheyata yachlozim. Every neidus without drisha chakira is achter is by definition neidus sheyata yachlozim. And therefore, any and every time you have any hesitation, hey, this is no good because it's neidus sheyata yachlozim. Hey, this is no good. Hey, it's no good because neidus yachlozim. But that's true in the Torah, but it's no longer true in the Rabbanon. So, to go back to our question, is it Eilal Hadas that there's no halacha of Eidus She'iyat Yechazim disqualifying Dina Mamanis? Mr. Altman, in that Torah, you're 100% right. But that's where I come to Shia today, because the world didn't end with Moshe Rabbeinu. We got 3,000 plus years since that. So some Beizin, we don't know what the name of the Beizin was. There was a Mishnah that says that there's no Dvish V'chikira necessary by Dina Mamanis. It's the favorite of the favorite of the favorite of Mishnah, that there's no Dvish V'chikira necessary by Dina Mamanis. I don't remember where that Mishnah was. What's that explicit Mishnah that's the source for this statement of Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina was an Amayur. Rabbi Chanina is sitting around, he's a Talmud from Yudan Nossi, he's sitting around years later, and he's making this observation. What source of Tanaitic literature did he have to prove that they were Eiket and Din of Yishma Kira? No one remembers? What Mishnah, what forced Rabbi Chanina to say that? If it's true that we have Torah, Echadin Imam was at the Pasha Dish, and Kirish Nam Mishnah, and Elchem, so how did Rabbi Chanina know that anything changed? What about it? What about Zban? Shtar Chav Amu Ha'awad? Amu Chorn Ksherin. How are they kosher? There's no drisha chakira. Is that one? No, you don't need drisha chakira. Midrabanon. That was the raya. Does anyone remember a lot of tumult about that raya? That was the what? Who made that more famous? Reb Chaim. That was Reb Chaim. He said, "What's the gemara asking? What's the raya? That's a star. A star doesn't need drisha chakira because that is bevezdin, right? Star raya, star kidding. Didn't we talk about this for like all week?" So Rabbi said, no matter how you slice it back 3 months ago, the Gemara says Pem Malay, that there is a source in the Halakha Tanoim, a Mishnah talked to Rabbi Masechta Shniyos, that says that Shtar Chovah Mucharnik Sheirim, which is a Raya Bush and a Tshuva, that you don't need a Jish Chakir B'sman as anything about this. Rabbi Chanina discovered this Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina gave the reason for this Mishnah. I have no idea historically which Beis Din sat down one fine day and was Mavatal Jish Chakira. I know it happened historically. I have a very, very long window. Some of Timur Shabeinu and the days of Rida Nasi. There was some group of Heliga Helia steam based in Ogodol that somewhere in the course of Jewish history decided the Pdesh Lotil Dals would say, well, him, and therefore we're going to do away with the Dvish Vechekir. So comes the Ramon and says, licked in that takona. When the Beis Din HaGadol made that takana, they wrote up the following and sent out Kokaris to Allah, what they did him throughout the world. You should know from here on in, everything's changed. We the Beis Din HaGadol of such and such school, for we hereby declare no more Dvish Chakira. Part B of that edict said what? No more Dvish Chakira, and therefore no more what? No more requirements. Because once they're misaki, you don't need Dvish Chakira, so for Shveitzach, you don't need Eidus. Once they're misaki, you don't need Dvish Chakira. Mela, nikol on that, is that you don't need Eidus Sha'at HaYachalazim. If that's true, everything we just said is true, so in which we showed them are wrong. To push it wrong. We have Gemara's Mufurashos in Ksuvis, in Bava Kama, in Bava Basra, that talk about the rules of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan to be applicable to what areas of Dinei Torah? Even to what? Dinei Mamonos. Today, in the real world, not in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sugis Shalemus of the Gemara, post Mishnayos, Amoraim, who invoked the parish of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan in Dinei Mamonos. No. If what? If it's contingent upon, if Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan is contingent upon Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim being a problem, how does that fit? How are you talking about Kaze? We just got finished saying that part two of the edict that removed the requirement of Dvish HaKira, by definition removed the requirement of Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim, because you can't have one without the other. But you see Pemoli from Yishayim, that's not true. You see from the Yeshu Tarshim, you see from the Sabi Kutzi, that it's possible to not require Dvish HaKira and still insist on what? On Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim. How in the world do you have an Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim if you don't have the time and place? So the Shach, the long, long Shach about this topic, and I still don't understand what the Shach answers. The Shach says, I'm telling you, this is the answer. I read it 16 times. I still don't understand. Maybe someone can figure it out. You put it on my cover, so I don't remember. No, I didn't put it on. Okay, so someday you'll find it. So there are only like 4 trillion shach to read from. Remind me later, I'll try to find a few. Okay? So the shach addressed this kasha. I don't understand the answer to the kasha. I'm stuck. But Rabbi Yisai, barring my kasha, barring the shach kasha, barring the Ramaz kasha, at the end of the day, we have Rishonim who say that the source for the din of Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim, which is Neig Bizman Hazeh, it's Neig Bizman Hazeh, but they didn't even do the Momonos, is a subcategory of Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim. Whether you say the simple pshat of the Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim, whether you say the roundabout pshat of the Sabi Kutzi and the Tzoyis, the Ari Shadim Tavta Eidu say. What do you do with that glitch of Eidu She'iyat HaYachal Azim and Drisha Chakira? I don't know. If to read the Shach more carefully than I did. Okay, it was just a hard. Mr. Alt, I don't want you to feel that you wasted time in the train today. Okay, it was definitely worth coming. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say that the Rabbanan Eidu
She'iyat HaYachal Azim? No, by Dinim the Rabbanan. That's a different story. By dinim drabbanan, such as by b'farinech, the makim shtaris, dinim drabbanan, then we will to forego. But by regular dinim moments, we don't forego, even b'zban hazeh.
Can we say edim on a shtar, can we say that if that karah would also mean that they would be lacking domain, that can we say
that? That's a loaded, loaded topic about hazov by shtar. So you gotta look at separate tunes for that one. That's beyond that discussion right now. But everybody says, so again, this is just the shirai from yesterday. We didn't start yet. The Mamish didn't start Shayyid. We have 3 Biurim in Rishonim, with a 3A and a 3B, 4 Biurim possibly, as to what the source is all about. So why does any of this matter for us? I mean, it matters because we have Torah Lamedim, so we want to know the source of Dinim, but knowing the source of Dinim very often is important, not just to understand where a Din comes from, but usually if you understand where a Din comes from, that will help you figure out the parameters of when a given Din applies or not. And this opens up the following topic for us. Opens up the next question to be shared for us about the parameters of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Yadua Mefursa, we spoke a lot about this last year, that there are two critical stages in the life of an Eid. There's the moment of Re'iyas HaMa'aseh, and there's the moment of Hagadah Beis Din. Tuesday at 11 o'clock, I saw Reuben kill Shimon. Wednesday at 3 o'clock, I come to Beis Din. So two distinct times. One's called the Neroy, one's called the Neroy, and again, usually, you can have both together. I just thought of a simple question. For the purposes of Ein Eid Nasadayin, to disqualify you from being a judge in this case, what kind of t-shirt do you have to wear? You have to wear a t-shirt that says, Ich bin ein Eid HaRoy, yeah? Or do you have to have a t-shirt that says, Ich bin ein Eid HaMeyid? Which one is necessary to wear? So there's a long, long Rashbam that I put on the Mamre Kamer Rashbam. It's a long Rashbam in a long thesis. The Rashbam says as follows. He's been dying for Losh HaGemara. We said yes, the Rashbam was a Pashup Shah person. So he looks at the Losh HaGemara. From the case, Gimel Shenichnesu Levak. So that's Chaza together from yesterday's year. Three guys coming to visit the Chayil. The Chayil is dividing up all his property. He says this goes to Yen, goes to Shmen, the other guy plenty. So the three of them, three came in, they have two options now. Had to ratify what's going on. Either they go down the route of being Dayanim, they could just sit down with an immediate Dayanim, and Dayanim in short, and the game's over. Or, if they choose, they could not wear the hat of being Dayanim, they don't feel qualified, and they don't feel smart enough to be Dayanim, either. Let's just pay attention to what we're seeing, what we're hearing. We'll go to another base in Taban. We'll testify about what we heard. So either one of them says, Ratz, Kaiser, Ratz, Kaiser, and then if there are only two of them, then they have no choice. They can't be Dayanim. So then, never they have to be Kaiser. But if three of them, Ratz, Kaiser, Ratz, Kaiser, and then. But the buck stops here when? When do they not have that option of Ratz, Kaiser, Ratz, and then what? The Uba Laila. Why not? What's wrong with Uba Laila? What's Chazam yesterday? What's the Chisar of Uba Laila? Laila can't be a base in Balaila. Everyone knows that. Be able to Balaila. Can't be a base in the night. We should all know that clear from the Sukkah of Gittin, right? Can't be a base in the night. So they can't be a base in the night. So then they are forced to, for that split moment to be, split second to become what?
Edim.
So they were just labeled as Edim. Now tomorrow, when tomorrow morning comes, they have to give their Edus because they're not Dayan. They have to go down the route of Edus. So once they start telling, there's Edim, what do we slap them with? What halacha? Ein Eid Nasadayin. That's the sugya shtalshus hadvarim in the past of Kufidal. But it all happened by Yom, that everything's hunky-dory, because they basically sidestepped becoming Edim. It wasn't really Chal and the Meshem Eid. Once it's Chal and Meshem Eid, like by Laila, they can't be there right away, so for states that the Chal and Meshem Eid, and that's what prevents them from serving as Dayanim. So the goal of these guys, if you want to serve as Dayanim, you have to sidestep, you're being labeled. If you have wear, if you get caught red-handed wearing that A t-shirt, you're history, you're done, you're toast, you can't be a Dayan anymore. That's the thrust of this thing. So Rashbam says, the Nusach HaGemara, the Lashon HaGemara is very, very telling. Gimel Shenichsu Levakar Zechila. So Rashbam asks the question, why did these guys come and visit? But what was their goal exactly? Yes, I'd say, could he kill us? I'm learning Dinim HaMas now. I'm learning a Lomdish HaSukhi. I'm talking about Eidin HaSedayin. Yayin V'Layla, Eidin HaSedayin. Creative Maitre. And somebody's picking up on the most seemingly insignificant, trivial, nonsensical part of the sugya. So why are they here? Why did they come for? Like here again, we're writing a novel. Why they came? I care why the three guys showed up in the roof. What are they about? Rashbam said, "No, it's Chazal's losher. Gimu shenichsu levakus achrim. Why did they come? Bichayim." The Bikichom committee from the shul. One guy's carrying the tehillim, the other guy's carrying, a little bag of goodies, the other guy is, The three chesed guys, this guy needs chesed hours for high school, and this one is retired, he's got nothing to do with himself. This guy's, in the Bikichom. Three guys, says Rashbam, what did the Gemara not say? Why did the Gemara describe that the Chayil gave him a call, texted three guys, and said, listen, my time is limited in this world. I got to put my business affairs in the order. Could you three guys please come in? So probably everybody else read the Gemara and said, echpatli? Why they came? Rishbam says echpatli mechpatli. So Rishbam Chazal will medayi the loshim sherem hazov kedish kadoshim gibush l'zulak as a chayla. I'll tell you why, says the Rishbam. Because im tinsil oinar, that they came into that room lahoin, they came into wear the hats of Adam to put on the t-shirt of Adam. The minute that they hear the tzavah, so that's the re'iyas ha'maiseh, they become what? What t-shirt do we put on them? Aid. The minute they're wearing a t-shirt aid, they want to put on a sheitel now that says dayan on it, you can't do the aid in asadayan. What's the problem? What did they not do yet? They weren't made in aid. I didn't say they were aids. They didn't do what? They didn't weren't made in aid. They weren't aid in ha'meidim yet. They were only merely aid in harayim. Says the Rashbam, guess what? Even in Eid HaRaya, Ois Dayan, Ein Eid HaRaya Nasid Dayan. Now, the Rashbam is walking a fine line, a tight rope they're about to fall off of. Why? Even in a case where they weren't invited to be what? To actually see it. But the Maisa, they saw it.
I can come back tomorrow morning.
But hold on. The Maisa, they saw it. So, Mamanashach in the Rashbam. If the Rashbam believes that Re'iyas HaMaisa Shafsa Din Eidus creates a Din Eidus and that prevents it from being a die, and you don't need to have blood of the then. So the Rashbam is guilty of overkill. So if so, even in the case of the Gemara, should be a problem. Because even though the Nichts Levakas Achoyla, but Lamaisa, the minute that they hear it, they become Eidim. The minute they hear it, they're Eidim and Asadayim. So you're walking a tightrope. What's the difference? What is the Rashbam clearly holding? A Re'iyas HaMaisa without what? Now, kavana l'hoyim, now kavana lios in Eid HaRoya, is not teifes, it's not chal. And that's the only reason why these guys can come dayonim. So where did Re'u Balayla, you can't be dayonim anyway, Balayla, so maybe chal and Hashem Eid, chal and Hashem Eid, the game after the Hadar, tomorrow the game's over. But if Re'u Bayoim, then the Rashbam says, then it depends on your kavana l'hoyim or not. If you are mechavin l'hoyim, then it's din zazoy, if you're nish mechavin l'hoyim, then it's din zazoy. But according to Rashbam, the engine that's driving the psul of Dayonis, ain haraya, it kavan lohoyin, nasidayin.
What causes the chalas?
Kavan lohoyin.
Meaning, if he calls in three guys and then he doesn't say anything and then he says, "Oh, actually, be my Dayonim," so then they're
too complicated. Okay, too complicated. Zoi shtei Rashbam. Rashbam made a whole. So Benenu, this Pran Rishbam, in a bubble, is very, very difficult, almost incomprehensible. Why? Because Rishbam just is splitting hairs within Eidim HaRoyim. You want to tell me that an Eid HaRoya is not a problem altogether and there's no such thing and only an Eid HaMeya is a problem? You want to tell me any Re'iyah whatsoever that occurs is a problem? I understand that also. Yeah. But the one thing that I don't understand is how could you have a cake and eat it? How could you tell me that an Eid HaRoya is a problem but only when you Re'iyah with Kavanah, with this Bitzich's Kavanah? This Kavanah is a Kavanah. Where did the Rashbam dig up this concept that Re'iyas HaMaisa with Kavana is a problem? Nish Kavana is just a problem. That's the question you have to tackle. Rashbam is to tackle.
Could be that the
Kavana
is what turns into
Dayanus. No, that's the problem. We're trying to be able to wear the hat of Dayanus down the line, but the minute that we wore the hat of Eidim, we're done. So it's what is it about Kavana L'Hoyed that the Rashbam somehow saw that creates the new Chal Hashem called an aid, without it you're nothing.
So the
Chavan
is what turns into
a Baal Dover,
I'm saying.
No, Baal Dover. So the Rashbam clearly had it, got it from Asta. He tells you. Rashbam doesn't mix it in. Rashbam doesn't leave out any words here. He tells exactly where he got it from. Raya Lodover, Makas Davov. Bush State and Makas Davov. What's going on? Oh, I think we remember this once or twice from last year. What's going on with Makas Davov? So the famous day in Makas Davov. Apishnai made Mashlosha Eidim. Torah says two or three Eidim, whatever you want, two or three. The question is obvious. If Eidim is the skeptic, Mishnayim, Lamali, Shloshim. I already have two, so what do I gain by the three? So Gemara has a whole list of different Dinim that Tejra Peh tells us. So the one that we spent the most time on is the last one. Shnayim Shloisha is a din deraisa teach as follows. Ma shnayim nimtza echad karav posel edus u'metela. We have two edim. One of them turns out to be a rasha or a karav. What happens to the edus? Like dust in the wind. Why? Because it's only what? We start out with two and a minus one. Higher man. Come on, let's go. One left with one. Eid echad is no good. So two of them have three. And one turns out to be a bank robber. So I would have said three minus one is what? Come on, guys, math majors. Come on, 3 minus 1 is 2. I would have said that's okay. I have upish that I made him. Kamash balot. That's also no good. Why? This is the source of the din. There I said nimse echad eidim. Come on, let's do some debate. Well, okay. That's a everyone. I mean, everyone agrees that that's the din of makas that him. We pass of course the halacha like this. Tam mishnah him beis and makas. It's such a parasha called shnayim shloisha nimse echad apostle eidus betayim. No problem there. Come to Tanoim on Vavim and Aleph. And have a machloikis about the details of this halacha. So comes the Gemara, so the eighth of the Marmakonis. Rebbe Yoimir, third law of the eighth of the Marmakonis. Eivasai. Bizman she hissu behem. But bizman she hissu behem, mayasu shtiachat shirol biyachshar agas ha-nefesh. Also says the din can't be true all the time. It's not shayach the din should be true all the time. Any and every time there's an eight puzzle, it's all about it, it knocks out the entire group. It can't be. Said, what are we going to do? We're going to, no pun intended, we're going to let people get away with murder. What's going to happen? Reuven kills Shimon in front of a whole crowd of people. Inevitably, there's some brothers, there, cousins, there, the people are showing, there are going to be people around, and what are we going to say? Sorry. The game is over. Rebbe said, I can't be it. We'd be in their ice like that. That's not a little shack. No, totally a man. The Moshe will give such a crazy din. It must be, says Rebbe, that there's more, something beneath the surface about this halacha. It must be the Torah put the brakes on this parasha of Nitzchak of Apostle. It only makes sense. Bizman she hissu behem. That means if the eight apostle is trying to be an aid. How do you know whether an apostle is trying to be an aid? What did he do to show his hand that he's trying to be an aid? Vizdin nefashos, what does he do there? That's the dead giveaway that he wants to be an aid. He gives us raw. That's like a very atheistic kind of a thing to do. So that shows that he's not here as a bystander. He's not one of the guys, you know, who's just, because he heard this hack, you know, he heard the sirens, you know, he heard the shots. You guys know what to come on. Like, the heights, you know. First you hear the boom, then you hear the sirens going, then you hear the regular, it's a Shabbos night, come on. So some people run outside to go see, what's happening over here? And then there's always the Mr. Sophie truck that's still in the background. It's like ice cream in January, yeah. So you have the sneaker store across the street, you guys remember that one? Before your time? Remember the sneaker store? Still there, right? No, it's not there. There used to be a sneaker store across the street, right next to... And I said, Peter, so there's a famous sneaker store. No one ever walked in with a pair of sneakers or walked out with a pair of sneakers. We'll leave it over there. Okay? Sneaker store with Mr. Ivy, with Mr. Softy ice cream store. So some people come out to go see what's going on here, right? And other people, well, legal was mine, so they run out when they start to hear the fights and everything. Oh, I'm going to go give the Asura. So come to me, and Osir says, if you were one of those guys who gave the Asura and you were a puzzle, you just killed it forever. You just ruined the whole case. Because you were trying to be an aid and you puzzled the whole cop of aid. If you were just there for the excitement, let's say Shabbos, for the hawk, so that's okay, that's not a problem. You don't disqualify anything. So then the Gemara has a very, very strange statement. A little bit later on, on the bottom of the eighth of the Ramakonis, the Gemara says, what do we ask Adam to see to find out whether they're going to meet the criteria of being the group to ruin the Adas for the Kasha ones? So, Amar Rav, we asked them, are you guys Adam or are you guys just coming as bystanders? So I said, I don't understand. Didn't the Mishnah address that issue? Didn't the Mishnah give us the litmus test how to tell whether someone's a bystander or not? What did the Mishnah say? Hasra. So why is Rava waking up 200 years after the Mishnah saying, oh, by the way, we asked them the question, what was your Kavanah? We know what the Kavanah was. So Taisus on the spot points out, Rava is asking a different question. What's he asking? by Din HaMamonis. How are we ever going to figure out by Din HaMamonis? They know there is no Hasra by Din HaMamonis. So Rava is just giving us an Eitzah, how to measure, what's the barometer that we use to see what they, did they mean to be Eidim or not. So the Oilim, they mean the Fash Ben of Din HaMamonis as a Din of Nimitachir of Apostle. We pass like Rebbe and Yossi that that Din applies to both. One time Rebbe Yossi disagrees, we pass like Rebbe that the Din of Nimitachir of Apostle Ben of Fash Ben of HaMamonis. And Rebbe says, La'ilim are only apostles when the aid has kavadah to be made, because otherwise it's ridiculous the Russian men would give us such a silly din. How do you measure whether they're kavadah or not? So in the fashas, you have a built into the system that they give us ranisht, and by momentus, we have to improvise, we have to actually ask that question. So that's the shtalshul sasugi, the way Tosfos reads it in Makos Tempel. Hayetim in the Rashbam extracted the kernel from that sugya, is what? That the only kind of an aid that possible to the rest of the group is an aid haroeh, but not only aid haroeh, it has to be aid hawat. Aid hawat? Aid hamechavin leroeh. Do you see klot as a dimin haTorah? Rava, Rabbi Danossi, and Rava are all elaborate, all giving the details of how to understand this din deraisa of nisachayim karvapol. It can't be all the time, it's got to be a little bit of a limitation on it. And the limitation is Eid HaRov is the Eid HaMiskab. That's clearly a Din of the Raisa. The Din is the Din of the Raisa for sure. So come to Resh Baba, Vazkar Bidal, and extrapolates and says, just as in the Sugya of Nimtek Rav Apostle, we find this distinction in Chazal between Miskab and Mahoyed and Nish Miskab and Mahoyed, that's probably the same criteria that we could use in the Sugya of Eid Eid Nasadayim. That La'olam Eid HaRoa is a problem, but not every kind of Eid HaRoa is a problem. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Kavanah is Nish Kavanah. And the Resh Baba saw the entire shekhov he just gave us, took him 40 lines to explain this. He saw this in one phrase. What was the one phrase he saw this all in? Gimel shenichlas uva levakeh nakahoyed. Because if they go in lahoyed, they become edim miskavim, and then the game's over. Edim has to die. So he stayed in Rishbam. Everyone in Rishbam, one Rishbam, famous shiur of Rishbam for Bas Kufidah. So comes Tosis in a few places. I took the Tosis of Basran, the long Tosis. The Tosfos says the Rashbam is not right. It cannot be right. Impossible for the Rashbam to be right. It could be he's right in Machas Davov. That could be, and even that's going to become questionable. It could be he's right. We're not learning Machas Davov. We never made it past Abayz in Machas. So forget about Machas Davov. But in the Sugya of Eni and Asadayin, he's not right, says the Balei Tosfos. It's not shy of him to be right. You know why it's not shy of him to be right? Because of the famous lad argument that I always have trouble with, Mr. Alt, I need it for this one, the absurdium one. Well, exactly what he said, okay? That if the Rashbam's right, then the conclusion that we're going to have to draw is going to reach the point of absolute absurdity. What conclusion? What is the Taisa? What's Taisa talking about? Taisa says, we spent a lot of time on Rabbi Danossi who said, that it's inconceivable, impossible for an aid haraya alone to pasul. Because my yasush de'achem nefesh or the nefesh, the Rebbeim could never give you such a ridiculous halacha. That was Rabbi Danossi's argument. I'll tell you a secret. Not everybody bought into that argument. Who disagreed with Rabbi Danossi? Rabbi Yossi. The first time in the Mishnah said it's not true. According to Rabbi Yossi, any and every aid whatsoever, with kavana, without kavana, yekavana, nish kavana, pasuls. The other agent. It's absurd, it's ridiculous. So you don't understand it. Put on the list of paradigmas. We don't understand a lot of things. We don't understand it. Kachas, and that's the way it is. Zayim will follow. So the Hilchos Gittana of Yosi says, even an Eid HaRoeh is called an Eid. We have the Eid t-shirt. There are three kind of t-shirts. There's an Eid HaBeah t-shirt. Nobody mentioned that yet. There's an Eid HaRoeh t-shirt, and within the Eid HaRoeh t-shirts, there are some t-shirts that say on an Ichbid and Eid with Kavana, and the others that say Eid with Nishkavana. So one guy's wearing a white jersey, a black jersey, a green jersey, whatever. Different. It all has the same word Eid on it, but different nuances of it. So Rabbi Yossi went on the record in Machlokes above his saying, even an Eid HaRoeh is called an Eid for these purposes. If the Rashbam's fundamental equation is correct, what was the Rashbam's fundamental equation? Who remembers? The fundamental equation, according to Rashbam, was the breakthrough of the Rashbam was not teaching us the Gemara Machlokes Avot, that we can learn all by ourselves. The breakthrough of the Rashbam was not teaching us the Gemara Machlokes Avot, that we figured out on our own. You know what the breakthrough of the Rashbam was? What was the contribution of the Rashbam to the Sugya? The what? That the equal sign between the two sugyas. Whatever constitutes Eidus and Matas Davav constitutes Eidus over here. That was the breakthrough of the Reshbam. If that equation is true, if that bridge is intact, so then that bridge will be true and intact Bein Lefi Rebbe's definition of Matas Davav, Bein Lefi Rebbe Yaisi's definition of Matas Davav, right? So now let's go into the world of Rebbe Yaisi for a second. Out of the world of Rebbe. In the world of Rebbe Yaisi, what constitutes Eidus for the purpose of Yitzchak HaRav Apostle? What do you need? What kind of t-shirt?
Re'iyah,
what? Anything else on that t-shirt? Nothing. Nothing. Not even Kavanah. Nothing. Re'iyah alone. It says, Roeh number 36. Roeh, Echben Aroeh. That's it. Adkan. Nothing else. Echben an Eid. Echpasel Zayin. The rest of it. It's okay. I killed it for everybody. Rashbam's bridge takes me to the next level. And therefore, such an Eid is automatically what? The minute that you see something, with or without Kavanah, what t-shirt do we quickly throw over your shoulders? You're an aid. That minute that we say you're an aid, what can you no longer become? Time. You know what halacha just disappeared into thin air according to VLC? Right, okay, even more than that, it's true. The Gemara says that what is it? Gimel, Shenichlesu, Bayam, why is it Ratz Oysen Din? How can it be Ratz Oysen Din? There was no Eidus. How in the world can you have a scenario where three guys see something, they put something, they quickly put the shekels on the computer, but what happened to the Eidus?
Because it's common.
It's common.
Because it's common.
Because it's common. Because it's common. How could you have such a phenomenon? There's no Eidus. Did that ever bother you? You let the whole Pesukim of Rabbans down. Who was bothered, Akash? What happened to the whole Shtash? To understand the Shabbat? Anyone have a Shabbos this morning? I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Shlesh Yemi Atar Yudash Shazim. Kal B'chayma. What's Kal B'chayma? Madach the Torah lets you be Dayanim based on what? Madach the Torah lets you be Dayanim based on what? What mechanism do you have that you know the truth of what happened? Shmia, you weren't even there. You heard from the other guys, and that's called hearing is believing that Dayanim can pass it in time. We can take away, we can kill people based on Shmia. I think there's a phrase called what? Seeing is believing. Madach, hearing is believing, seeing is believing. Leiteke, Elijah, he's been waiting so patiently to say it. Now you can say it. Lote, Shmia Galmaria. That's a Kabachimer. Madach Shmia, which is a half-baked game of hopefully not broken telephone too many times over, and that's good enough for Dinim. Dinim Torah built on Shmia, Kabachimer, Menesh Kabachimer, Ria. Leite Shmia Galmaria. That is the reason why Gimel Shem Slovak as a Chaymer works. Why is that Isen Din? Where's that Kabachimer saying this? So on this spot, it says, Lote Shmia Galmaria, maybe. Mr. Slamsa, Lote Shmia Galmaria. So comes Tosis and says, now we have the Rashbam in the corner. How can there ever be a parasha from Lote Shmia Gdelim Re'iyah? What Lote Shmia Gdelim means is that you circumvent the role of being Eidim. You immediately put your shekels on. Right away you become Dayanim. I just don't come out and say this. I don't care because Lote Shmia Gdelim Re'iyah. According to the Rashbam, within the view of Rabbi Yossi, can there ever be a din of Lote Shmia Gdelim Re'iyah? Ever. Gimel Shenichlus Levachras Achayim. They're not going there as Eidim. They're going there as the three high school kids who are doing their Bikachol and Chesed hours. They're going to Levachras Achayim, and the Chayim starts talking. The minute they hear those words out of the Chol's mouth, what do they become, Rabbi Isa? Even though they're not planning on being Eidim, what do they become? According to Rabbi Yossi, Eidim Gemurim. Remember, they wear a T-shirt right away. We put on them. It's been an Eid Haraya. And Rabbi Yossi's T-shirt doesn't say the word Kavana. I don't want to be kavachavim. Having in mind, I'm just a 15-year-old kid from high school trying to get some chesed hours. I'm not an eder ramed. I'm not an eder roy lechavim. Nothing. It doesn't matter. According to Biyosi, tough luck. Is eder mufanik? That's the cost of paraduma. You become an aid. According to Rashbam, you become an aid in the sugya of nitzachar apostle. Whoever's an aid for the parsha of nitzachar apostle is the same kind of an aid for aid in asadayim. as an aid for Aiden as a diet, you can no longer be a diet. That means, according to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha of lo teshmigdo riya can never be applied. It is impossible. According to Rebbe, you can have, you can't eat it. There's a din of ein ed nasadayin, and there's a din of lo teshmigdo riya. It's not a stira, as long as you differentiate between riya with kavana and nishkavana. When there's riya with kavana, then you get the ed t-shirt, then you can't be a diet. Riya without kavana, you don't become an aid, so mainly you're open to say lotesh migdol v'riya. So according to Rebbe, everything's hunky-dory. We have our parish of Eden Asadayim. We have a parish of lotesh migdol v'riya. And they both can coincide, the nuance being kavan ish kavan. But according to V.I.C., that kavan is l'mal v'mayrid. So every aid araya by definition becomes an aid. Once it becomes an aid, there's no hechitins in the world from becoming a diet. So basically, the parish of Eden Asadayim kills the sugya what? Lotesh migdol v'riya. If the Rashbam's right, then it kills it, says Tosfos. So you would probably think, so maybe we'll see Taka denies. Lotesh. So Tosfos says it can't be. Tosfos says if you go through a grand tour through Shas, you realize it can't be. Why? There are Gemaras in a few places that say, Lotesh migdol v'riya, Lotesh migdol v'riya, Lotesh migdol v'riya. And nobody does the Gemara says, Haman Rabbi Yossi he. The Gemara never ever gives it any indication anywhere in Shas that anybody disagrees with that cloud global truth. You want to limit it, you want to nuance it, you want to say it doesn't always apply, you want to poo-poo with it, yeah. But to say it doesn't exist, according to B.A.C., if Rashbam's bridge is right, according to B.A.C., it doesn't exist. The Eidish, the Haksha says, Tesis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Abay Rabbi Yehuda, who is the author of the statement of Gimel Shrichsel of Akas Achoyla, if you just look at Bakas Davav, you happen to find out, lo and behold, he happens to be the one who paskins Halach Rabbi Yossi. Just as an aside, as I said, the Talmi Tosfos did all the homework, and they realized that the Rashbam, by linking the two sugyas, killed the entire sugya of Alot Eish Megid Oriya. He just blew it out of the water. By definition, it cannot exist. And that is impossible. It's impossible because the Gemara has it all the time, and never says boo about it. And number two, the Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel, they don't line up properly. So there's only one solution to the problem, says Tosfos. What's the solution to the problem? What must give? What must go? What must be tossed out?
Equation.
The equation is wrong. Says Tosfos, the equation is pushing wrong.
Yeah.
That just because either Rebbe or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi had different versions of what is aid, is not aid, is vis-a-vis the sugyas of Einan Asadayan, vis-a-vis Enim Sakov Apostle, those definitions do not carry over to the sugya of Einan Asadayan. Not Rabbi Yossi's version, nor Rebbe's version. So what is the defining feature, what characteristic makes you an aid for our sugya? We're not learning Makas Avav anymore. What defines an aid for the purpose of Einan Asadayan, says Tosfos? There's only one thing alone. What is it? If it ain't the Raya, it's not a Kavan Lohi, what is it? What does it say on the t-shirt of Einan Asadayan according to Tosfos? God, Eidus, Eidamed, and Eidid. If you have to give an Eidus, and you said the words, Eidus, then you're stuck. Kavan is garnished, Ri is garnished, Eidamed. How are you talking the Verkus? How can you have a split between the two? How do you just arbitrarily say such a thing? How could the Bali Tosfos tell you that story? That in Hilchis, Nimzikar Apostle, we define Eidim Azoy. In Hilchis, in Asayim, for Keret, I talk it. I mean, they had a lot of cash. I feel the pain of the Bali Tosfos. I mean, they are turning Shas upside down, and they got the Rashbam in the corner, but the solution, the Chayr, is it doesn't make any sense. How can there be a split between the two definitions of Eidim? So what's the answer to the Bali Tosfos? You gotta go back to the basics. Why do we spend the first hour of the sugya looking for a makor? The makoros themselves lead us to this conclusion, says Tosfos. Go back to the reasons, go back to the source, go back to Tishah B'Av, go back to the taneya, this halacha, and you see clear as day that those reasons don't apply unless you're a what? Unless you're an enemy. I challenge you to go through all four reasons, says Tosfos. The Rashbam's reason himself. What's that pasuk talking about? What kind of aid is appearing in that pasuk? It's having a base, man. It's an eight a base. It's not eight a roya. I don't care roll. We come on rakva. It's an eight a base. So that's why it's the pasuk you yourself, Rashbam, quoted. It's move on to Eilov. Of course we give an Ein Anas Adayin, only if it was an Ein Ameyid. Give me another pasuk. Come on, give me another vocal. Skip to 3. 3A and 3B. Ein Anas Adayin, you know why? Because the subcategory of what pre-existing halacha? He dish the Ruch Lazima. When does that start? When does all that go into when you come to Beis and Magid, you give the Eidus, we have to be down on you to Mr. Yochalazim or not. Whether you sweat or not, that we don't do anything. That's a function of
number two, that's the hardest one.
So Taisa somehow ignores that one. So the Reshbam probably was focusing on that post, even though that's not the post that the Reshbam quoted. A little bit of a strange thing. The only mokor for Ein Anas Adayin, you can kvetch that the Torah doesn't say temoli anything about whether you're an Ein Amed or Ein Aroa, is that middle pasuk. Maybe a mechilas banav, which Rishbam happens not even to quote. So the Bali Tais have Rishbam in a really, really good place here. But the Rishbam created this equation, this bridge, and Tais said the bridge is wrong on multiple reasons. It's wrong because that it puts Rabbi Yossi into a bad light. Rabbi Yossi denies all the Shmikul Alir, which we don't think is true. It puts Rabbi Yehuda into an impossible light because he passes like Rabbi Yossi at the same time, quotes the din of Gira. He's the author of the statement of Gimash of Slavach as a Chayla. And the Makairis, at least two out of three Makairis, don't bear out to say that if anything short of the Rabbi, it would be a problem. So Rashbam is difficult. But if the sigma would just end right now, which is not, but if the sigma would end like it didn't end for today, hopefully we continue tomorrow, we have a major, major, major machlokes in front of our eyes in the Rashbam and there are other baliatosis as to when we discuss the parameters of who is an aid for these purposes, do we look at the sugya machas, just plug in whatever it says there, in the Rebbe, the Riosi, just whatever it says there, that's good enough for you. That's what the Rashbam did. It's the same sugya. It's the same definition of Eidus. And Tosafot said, no, it's not. It's not the same definition. There is taka eid, either eid aroa, eid mechavin loy, and here it's an eid ameyid. Is there a third possibility in this equation? Could it be that the bridge is right, what's wrong? The Rashbam is emphasizing the bridge is right. It's the same definition of Eidus. But which side of the bridge did we misunderstand? We thought in Makas Davav, for sure you don't need a what? Will you for sure not need a Makas Davav? What? In order to wear the hat of a Nimtekov apostle, what do you for sure not need? Rebbe and Rebbe are also just fighting about details of Kavana, but they're both within which category of Edom? Eid Aroa. Nobody said in Makas Nafov you need Eid Hameid, right? Nobody says such a silly thing. So now the Rashbam and Tosafos are fighting about that which is Muvan Me'ilav and Makas Nafov, that Eid Aroa is good enough, different nuances of what that means, with Kavan Mishkabad or Yosef Rebbe, does that spill over to our Sugya or not? But nobody went back to the drawing board and said, wait a second, maybe in Makas Nafov you also need Eid Hameid. Maybe we misunderstood the entire Rebbe and Yosef saga. If that would be true, but we could manage to have our bridge back. We could have a cake and eat it. We could see you need an Eid HaMeid in our sugya, like the Pesukim sound like. And the definition of Eidim is identical to the sugya in Makas Davav. They also need an Eid HaMeid. We have not yet seen that. I'm hopefully going to see that tomorrow. We have not yet seen that. So everybody's like, we have a lot of things swirling around there. So good. We have the original question that we showed on what's the source for any of this stuff. Then we have this Machlekes Rashbam and tells you the connection between the two sugyas. And now we realize that there's a deep connection between the sources and the connection between the sugyas. But our sugya is about to now shift gears, and so uncharacteristic of us, we're going to have to learn another sugya tomorrow, that's Makas Davav properly, and understand what the Gemara Israel is not saying there, to be able to reevaluate this bridge or lack thereof. So we've got a lot more work to do in this sugya tomorrow. Okay, stop.